Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're hitching up the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending December 19th, 2015. 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the chart, not a song was stirring, at least not in the top five. We might as well start in fifth place, where the weekend relaxes with The Hills. He's run into a little legal issue. Hold on for details.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You say keep our business on the low low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. 'Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know.
I only call you when it's half-past.
The Weeknd spends another week in fifth place with The Hills. You know, it seems you're not truly a star until somebody sues you for copyright infringement. It's just happened to The Weeknd. The Hollywood Reporter says Cutting Edge Music Limited is suing The Weeknd and his producers for allegedly stealing the bass line from a song called The Revolution. It's in the soundtrack for a film titled The Machine. Meanwhile, down in Australia, Justin Bieber is encountering opposition of a different sort. We'll take a closer look after What Do You Mean?
What do you mean? Oh, when you nod your head yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean?
Oh, Justin Bieber treads water in fourth place with What Do You Mean? Australian radio network Triple J has opened voting for its annual Hottest 100 poll, and acting manager Megan Loder says she's on the lookout for campaigns that undermine the voting. Last year, Taylor Swift was thrown out of contention after her fans trolled the poll, and Megan doesn't want Justin's fans to follow in their footsteps. Up at number three, Drake holds tight with Hotline Bling. How will Drake welcome 2016? You're going to find out in just a moment.
And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you.
Drake holds in third place with Hotline Bling. We're only 2 weeks away from the new year. Do you know where you'll be on December 31st? Drake will be in Miami, Florida, performing at the 11 nightclub. General entry tickets are going for $300 apiece, but are probably sold out as I'm telling you this. Drake isn't the only star to welcome 2016 in Miami. Pitbull, The Weeknd, and Questlove from The Roots will also be in town. Justin Bieber retains the runner-up position with Sorry, and he just added a European leg to his upcoming tour. Stand by for more.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm sorry.
Justin Bieber stays within striking distance of the Hot 100 crown with Sorry. Justin kicks off the North American leg of his world tour on March 9th, 2016 in Seattle, Washington. And this week he also added dates in Europe and the UK. They start on September 14th in Berlin, Germany, and as of now, they end on November 25th in Lisbon, Portugal. Adele has a tour in the works as well, but record sales alone are enough to keep her soaring above the competition. We'll crunch the numbers after Hello.
So hello.
A sixth big week atop the Hot 100 chart with Hello. Her 25 album is also number one, But that doesn't begin to tell the story. It just roared past the 5 million seller mark here in the United States. It's only the 11th album since 2005 to hit that sales milestone, and it got there in a mere 3 weeks. Will we see any changes next week? Hey, there's only one way to find out. You got to join me in 7 days. I'm Ray McDonald, and you've been listening to the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.